It's the Rafters Podcast, presented by Couch Guy Sports.
All right, it's the Rafters Podcast, episode 6, and Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
His shoe ripped in half. That's how we're starting.
I don't know if you saw my post today on Couch Guy Sports, but I wrote about it. I think Zion Williamson's just too strong for Nike shoes, Nike sneakers.
Yeah, so for anyone who didn't see it, Zion Williamson, in like the first 30 seconds of Duke's game against UNC last night, took just a hard plant and his shoe just busted open at the seams. Like, I mean, it's probably a brand new shoe, busted open like a pair you've been wearing for like 10 years. Like the shoes your dad wears for like the gym.
Yeah.
Like his treadmill shoes every like 6 months. Those shoes. But they busted wide open. He hurt his knee. He was out for the game. He's listed day to day right now, so he seems like he's gonna be fine. But it was a scary moment for a second.
Yeah, did you think he was like just done for the season at that
point? It looked like just such an unfortunate event that it could have been like that. Like it was like, oh, the shoe ripped open and now he's torn his ACL and now he's gone from the number one pick all and he's slight like all this. But it looks like just like a little spray. It looked like more of a scare than anything, and he seems like he's gonna be fine. So the real question right now is what this is doing for Nike for some reason.
I think they lost like one. I saw some tweet. I don't know if it's true. Like they lost $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean the stock dropped. So I mean, people love doing this. Whenever there's, and for some reason, it's always Nike. Like with like Kaepernick and all that stuff. Like whenever there's something big going on with Nike, people love just going right to what the stock did, as if the
has anything to do with it. It's worth billions and billions of dollars. Whatever.
I feel like in the most common sense, like big time sports fans and people who own a lot of stocks, I don't know how much they coincide.
I really don't either, but I don't think they're going to be hurting because no one's going to stop wearing Nike shoes because of this. I mean, Jordan is a part of Nike, aren't they? So everyone wears Jordans. No one's going to stop wearing Nike. This was a freak accident, and it happened to one of like the strongest.
It is crazy. It's crazy though that people like that's a 300-pound man just stepping out of a sneaker. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, and he has probably one of the hardest pivot foots in the league, maybe even in the NBA.
Top five pivots. I've been saying it.
Yeah, he cuts so hard. I was saying that. He cuts so ferociously hard. I'm not surprised. This was bound to happen for Zion. It probably would have happened in an Adidas shoe. Adidas sneaker, Under Armour sneaker. This guy is a freak of nature.
Yeah, that's kind of the question now is like is not so much what it's going to do for Nike itself is what it's going to do for Zion when he's choosing shoe. Like, because that's the whole thing now. Is he now not going to go with Nike because their shoe just busted open on him? Like, is he going to go somewhere else because of that?
Oh, no. I think Duke and Nike have a contract together, so everyone on that team just gets free Nike gear. And you know he's not paying for his own sneakers. Nike's going
to... Oh, he has to wear them if he's playing. I just mean for when he decides to go... Like, when he's going pro, what he decides to sign with.
I bet he goes Nike. They're going to make a huge deal about it, too, when he does sign with them. They're gonna be like, "Oh, he's wearing Nike. Remember when this happened to him when he tore the shoe?"
Be a great move for Nike is to still sign him and then come out with like the signature Zion like Unbreakable.
Oh, that's a good idea. Keep that idea. You might want to pitch that to him.
Oh yeah, as soon as I can get on the phone with a
Nike executive.
Whether it was Phil Knight, yeah.
That sounds like a million dollar idea, though.
I always get him confused, Phil Knight. I always confuse him with Bobby Knight, the Indiana coach that just threw chairs and shit.
Yeah, could be cousins or something. He just sits there throwing shoes.
Bunch of Indiana guys.
It could happen, but I mean, poor Zion. Duke lost by I think like 20 points last night.
Yeah, it's pretty clear how important he is. But the biggest thing that for me about that thing was the tickets for that game, because Duke has such a small arena that the tickets for that game were selling for like $2,500. Obama was there. Like, it was full of celebrities just because they came to see Zion, and in the first 30 seconds he busts his knee and he's out of the game.
And it was also a shitty game.
They were it was a bad game. But they were saying like I don't know, like Darren Rovell and guys like that were saying that Zion alone added $1,000 to every ticket price on the second market.
That's absolutely incredible. This guy's gonna be making money in the NBA. If
he's showing out the same way LeBron did, like in high school, like, and more so than that because it's on a bigger scale. Like the way LeBron was, nobody gets hyped like that. Like nobody gets the same hype. Nobody has, I think, for a long time that this guy gets.
Well, no one was watching LeBron on national TV when he was in high school.
Oh yeah, I mean, they were. Maybe, that's maybe how he got the exposure.
Well, maybe his championship game, but no one was watching like all of Zion's games are on national TV.
Yes.
And
he had the benefit of the internet coming up in high school.
Yeah, he has Twitter.
And everybody knew Zion on YouTube and just he was Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Like,
I know Zion 3 years ago. Like
exactly, yeah. Like as a sophomore, you knew Zion was doing like 360s and was 250 pounds.
Yeah, and I think I saw something. If he falls, like if he gets drafted below like the 10th pick this year, there's like a because of this injury.
Yeah, they have insurance.
Duke has to pay him insurance money. I think it's like
they have like crazy insurance policies on like the guys who are supposed to be number one. Like those, he's got like I think it's eight million that he gets if he falls outside of the top like lottery,
which is crazy. I mean, I hope he does actually get drafted.
He's going and has a successful unless it's a torn knee, like ACL, MCL, or an Achilles. Like he's
something
he's
that can like badly.
Unless like, it's like a serious lower body injury, he's getting drafted number one.
We'll see.
Or like a cancer, I don't know.
Do you suggest he sits out the year or no? Like for the rest of the season?
If I was me, I'd sit out the year. If like I had people convinced I was the number one pick and like anything happening could sway it, oh, I would sit out. But like if I was Zion, you ever play like 2K, like I think like 17 when you can play in high school, like in the My Player?
I haven't played that, no. I'm not a big
you can do it in high school and you just dominate because you're like way better than everyone in high school. But then like once you're actually playing like in the NBA games, it's a lot harder. I feel like if I were Zion, I had like such a dominance. It's like you know how like you want to go back and play like Little League Baseball and just dominate everyone?
Yeah, just hit dingers all the time.
I would love that opportunity. And like but just before I make that jump to like the like pro level where everyone's my side, like I want to just see how much I can dominate people. So I wouldn't, I think.
I think I would play the rest of the season. Just because I think him sitting out, I don't think he's going to get drafted number one if he sits out the rest of the season.
Yes,
I
really he will, don't. No matter what. He has no matter so what his
injury
is,
no matter if they hide his injury and like don't come out. Like
they're not hiding it. I don't think they're – like you're not hiding a torn ACL. They're not hiding anything worse than it is.
I think RJ Barrett could easily take that number one.
No, he can't. I don't think RJ's a number one pick. I think he's a good scorer. I really think that's
He's gonna be number two if Zion.
I think that's debatable. I think there's a lot of guys. I forget the guy's name. The Gonzaga guy. I forget his name. But there's a couple. There's a couple of guys that could very seriously hop over that, especially going into the tournament and stuff. And I don't think RJ's gonna hold up.
If someone makes noise in the tournament, they're gonna jump up a few spots.
It's gonna sway it.
I watched RJ Barrett played good last night, and it really showed.
Yeah, they lost by 20. Yeah.
Well, it showed because no one else could step up. I was pretty.
Do you think Duke would be better off with Zion and without RJ, or without Zion and with RJ?
That's tough.
Who do you think they need more?
I think Barrett, just because he can step outside and hit three, is more consistent.
Do you think that, like, how much of a factor does that play? If he's hitting 35% on seven threes a game,
I guess it really doesn't. It really doesn't have that much effect on the game. But I mean, Zion's good. He gets into more foul trouble. I think I'd rather have.
He plays at the post.
Yeah, but he does have the defensive factor to him. He can block almost any fucking shot you put up. This kid jumps out of the gym.
And he plays defense. He's a very good defender. I don't think RJ's nearly as good defensively.
No,
but
he's
I think
not.
He could all Zion They're could take over games too. And RJ can't. I really don't think RJ can just full on dominate players like Zion can.
We'll see. I mean, if Zion's out for the next couple of weeks, it's going to be RJ Barrett's team. It's going to be his time to show the NBA scouts and like the world what he can actually do without being in Zion's shadow, because Zion's obviously the bigger player right now. He's the star. He's like the alpha male of this team. Now we're gonna see what RJ Barrett can do and if he can make this team go on a run without Zion.
I mean, he's only out a couple of days. I think he'll be back.
It could be a week or two.
We'll see.
I mean, they're not gonna jeopardize his whole career to rush him back.
Well, of course. I would.
We'll see. It's a slow week with All-Star Week, huh? I mean
there's not much Celtics stuff right now just because All-Star Weekend. Bucks. Other than Jason Tatum won the skills contest, pretty unimportant, but he did win it.
And then he claimed Celtics are gonna win the NBA finals.
Yeah, a bold statement at this point in the year. The Celtics are gonna win the finals.
I wonder if he's putting any money on that.
Yeah. I doubt it. I don't think you can. Pete Rose did that. It didn't go well for him.
No, you can't. But I mean, they're playing the Bucks right now. The game's on. I forgot about that. They're up by 10-ish points, 9-ish points, something like that.
At the beginning of
But
the game, yeah.
yeah, it's beginning of the game. We'll see. Is Kyrie playing tonight? Do you know?
Yeah.
He is.
I think so.
I think Gordon's out.
Gordon's out?
Gordo's not playing
God,
tonight.
they might have a chance.
Yeah, he's been playing hot. You admitted he's
No,
playing
he's been
hot.
good.
Irving is playing, but we'll see. I also think who else is out? Baines is out tonight.
Ooh. That could
But
be
this
tough.
will, if the Celtics, and it's in Milwaukee, so if the Celtics can grab a win tonight, I know it's a game coming off the
I like
All-Star
Milwaukee.
break.
Nice city.
I've never been, but I know
Good
it's coming
place.
off the All-Star break, and everyone's kind of lackadaisical. I want to see the Celtics steal one here in
Yeah, I mean,
Milwaukee.
we need to come out hot after the All-Star break. We're trying to move up, we're trying to get to that 2-3 seed. Obviously, I don't think number one's a real shot right now unless you're Jason Tatum.
We're a game behind the three seed.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what I mean. We're making moves right now.
Yeah.
Other than that, All-Star weekend stuff, there was all the shit going around about Kyrie talking to Durant and speculating all that, and then Kyrie got mad at the media again for being the media. So, do you take anything from that? Like him just talking to Durant?
I don't. They're best friends. I mean, they're really good friends, and they were just playing the All-Star in the game together. What? They're not allowed to have a conversation. It's not like they were in like a locked room talking about something. They were in the middle of the hallway where people are just walking by. They could easily overhear the conversation. I don't think they were trying to keep anything secret. It's just a friendly conversation between two good players.
Yeah, it's very weird how they try to make like the All-Star break into some like players aren't gonna interact with each other. Like that's what they're doing there. That's why they're all coming there. That's why guys who aren't in anything still go. Like they're just there to hang out with guys.
Yeah, it's a fun environment to like just play basketball in or just talk to like I'm sure they don't get to talk in person a lot because they're always on the road. They play each other maybe like once or twice a season. So I mean, it's just they're just catching up. They're best buds. Or maybe they were conspiracizing, whatever.
Conspiracizing.
Maybe I made that word up. Maybe they were talking about playing on the same team together next year in New York. Who knows?
They could have been conspiring to do anything.
Inspiring. Yeah, there you go. Right word. Yeah, who knows? Who gives a fuck what they were talking about? Everyone's trying to spin this off
Lot
and
of
make
people
it.
do.
Yeah, and Kyrie Irving, there was a quote today. He was like, "Does anyone even like read the? Does anyone? What is the internet?" He's like, "No one uses the internet." I'm like, "Kyrie, everyone uses the internet."
Kyrie, this is that's the shit like what I love Kyrie. When he's like going around like the earth's flat.
Philosophical
What is the
Kyrie.
what is the internet? Does anyone actually look at the he'll just pop off with like the craziest shit, and that's what I love, Kyrie.
I don't like Kyrie. He's when he's like that, he's just like, what the fuck are you saying, Kyrie? You went to Duke. I mean, I know you probably didn't learn anything there, but it's one of the top schools in the country. You probably should have paid attention in at least one of those classes that you took because he says some pretty philosophical things that make no sense sometimes.
I think he's just messing with people. I think he's good at it. That's what he does. Like, he's a guy that like gained notoriety from dressing up with prosthetics as an old man and going to the park to beat people in basketball. Like, you think he's taking everything seriously?
No, he definitely likes to fuck around with people, but he's just on another planet. Maybe he's too lit for us. But do you think the Celtics are better with him? Like, do you want him to go to New York or do you want him to stay in Boston?
I don't think he's going to New York. Like that's not a definite, or that's not even like a real thing, I don't think.
Or do you think he's gonna do you
Oh,
think Vooch?
I think we're better with Kyrie. I think he is not the problem.
I also agree. And people are like, oh, this team's way better without Kyrie. I'm like, you're gonna need him in the playoffs to get past the Raptors and the Bucks.
Correct.
We're definitely gonna need him. And if we're gonna win the finals, he's the most clutch. He's probably one of the clutch like most clutch scorers in the East,
Easily.
behind Kawhi Leonard, maybe. I mean, I think this team needs him. I think he's very important. I do think we play pretty well without him, but in playoff games, I think we do need him.
We almost seem like we play like harder without him.
I think the younger players get more fired up when he's not in the lineup because they're like, oh shit, the Kyrie's out. Now it's my time to shine. Now I get the ball. I get more minutes. I get the ball in my hand more. Like Rozier is smart. They're like, let's go. Kyrie's out. I want to show the world what I can do.
Yeah.
And Kyrie is, and he talked about it. He said that he knows all these, when everyone came back, he knew players that got a lot of playing time in the playoffs weren't going to really get that much playing time the regular season. So
Yeah, what do you think they have to do just second half? in terms of just getting to that like 2-3 seed?
That's a tough question. I mean, I don't know if they're going to start to rest Kyrie more. Do you think they're going to play Kyrie?
I think he's done a lot of resting. Like, I don't think he's going to do anything more than he's been doing.
Because if they start to rest him, I don't know if they're going to get to this 2 or 3 seed. They might stay 4, but they're definitely going to start getting better ball movement. I think Gordon Hayward's the X factor here
Oh,
in
of
the grand
course.
scheme of things.
Everyone's saying it. X Factor Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, so he's the Gordo factor. Big Gordo's got to step up. If he can step up and go out and give this team 20 plus points a night for the rest of the season, I think this team has a good chance. What about you? Who do you think is like the X factor going forward?
I think it's Tatum.
Yeah.
I think we play better when he's playing team basketball, when he's playing like he played last year, when he's not just like messing around trying to drop like 25, taking deep twos, bad shots, like turn around. Like when he's playing team basketball, he's a lot better when he actually defends, like plays an unselfish game. I think we've had very good wins that way. I've seen like the Pistons game. I think he played a very unselfish game. He wasn't taking bad shots, and we ran him out of the house. Like games like that, I think, were the ways we played last year. And if we can get some of that out of him, and if he can mesh with Kyrie, I think that's probably what'll at least get us up a few games.
Yeah, and I definitely think the Pacers will eventually get cold without Oladipo. So that's another team we're going to leapfrog. The 76ers, we're going to be battling with them. I just don't think we're going to be able to overcome, like get to the number one seed. The Raptors are, I think they're going to stay hot.
No, yeah, the Raptors are too good right now.
Yeah, I think the Bucks could also fall. You never know what Middleton could have a cold streak. Who knows?
Yeah,
So
Bucks could go anywhere. I mean, this is the time of year where there's going to be some injury that plays a big factor. So we don't know where that is, but
I'm
I'm sure it's
hoping.
going to be somewhere.
Yeah, and it could be, obviously, we have injury prone. Kyrie is very injury prone. So hopefully it's not going to be him. Hopefully.
Yeah. So from that, we're gonna go into a new thing we're trying, just making lists of stuff. People love lists.
People do love lists or rankings.
Rankings, lists of rankings.
Oh,
Rankings of lists. We're gonna
yeah.
do our next show we'll do our top 10 lists.
Our top 10 list
We're
of
gonna rank our
lists.
top 10 lists.
I got some good ones.
The food list, number four.
What's your favorite food list?
Food list. All right, so we're gonna do top 10 all-time Celtics players.
All time? All right.
We'll start number five. Who you got?
Number five, I'm gonna have to go probably Bob Cousy. I'm gonna just throw an old name out there. I know I don't want to go with older players, but
The old Kuz man.
the old Kuz man, I think he's my number five.
The
He's
old
my number five.
fundamentals, the first guy to ever play basketball.
Exactly. And I hate to go with old guys. I'm not one of those guys who
Oh, I
like
love to go
wants,
with
but
old guys.
I don't like Bill Russell being, we'll see where I put him.
I
But
have
who
almost exclusively old guys.
do you really?
My number five, Sam Jones.
Oh God, I mean, not
Sam
wasn't a bad player.
Jones, freak athlete for his time. Potentially like the sixth black guy to enter the NBA,
Yep.
which is huge. He was a civil rights activist. You can't take that off his record. He did a lot for the community, the city of Boston, desegregation. But on top of that, I mean, he's so good in 2K. I'm going this mostly off of
Oh,
2K.
no, you're
And
not.
oh, he's so good. He can hit from anywhere. He can hit just deep three. And he played before the 3-point line. He still just
He
barrels
did.
threes. So Sam Jones, a solid number five. I think he won like eight
He's
championships.
won the second most championships
Yeah.
behind his teammate, well, behind Bill Russell.
Yeah, so he's
So
got 10. Yeah.
it's a lot. Yeah.
He's got plenty.
He's got plenty of them. Who's your number four?
I got the truth himself, Paul Pierce.
You got Paul Pierce at number four?
I got Paul Pierce at number four. I
All
mean,
right.
he's got the one championship, but I think he was the bright spot of a bad Celtics team for about 10 years. He
Yeah.
he's one of those like he's one of the, like in like the last like decade, he's one of those like just core four Boston athletes sort of thing when you think like him, Brady, Ortiz, and whoever the Bruins one wants to be.
Yeah, you got a point. I am my four. I'm gonna go with Kevin McHale. I think he's probably
A
the best
tall
center.
white.
I mean, I'm picking up going with another white dude, but Kevin McHale is one of those guys. He was on the Larry Bird's team. He was going back and forth, and he did have the most points in a game by a Celtics, I believe, at one point, and then Larry Bird came and beat that. But he liked I don't like him as a coach, but I think he's one of the top five Celtics players of all time.
Good executive too.
Yeah, and he's a good executive. He was on air actually the other night. He was calling a game, and I think he swore or he was like talking shit about one of the coaches. But
Oh yeah, he was a
yeah,
post. He was a post moves master.
exactly. And
He was one
I
of those like, were you? You were a big man in high school, right?
yeah, unfortunately, I didn't like being a big man, but
When I was like 6th, 7th grade and still like a stout 5'9", all I was taught was Kevin McHale.
oh yeah,
All
like
of
the
my
sick.
old coaches, there's go watch Kevin McHale and learn the step over, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
Hey,
Nate
Big
wants to join.
Nathan.
Nate wants to join. We have a guest on our podcast.
Hey, buddy.
Nate, who's your favorite Celtics player of all time?
Favorite Celtics player of all time. Let me see. Probably have to say
Kevin. Nate
Kevin.
knows really nothing about the Celtics, by the way.
He's stuck on Kevin.
Kevin Garnett?
Yeah, I'd probably have to say him.
He's
Kevin
thinking, is
McElroy.
this a trap?
I know, right? He's like,
Yo, we
Kevin.
live? Are we live? Skyping?
Yes, we're live on Skype. That's how we can see each
You're
other
probably you're
and
ruining
also
this
hear
podcast
sounds.
now,
How many
but
lives are there?
we're no
We
no one's listening
got
live.
like 6,400 people.
Yeah, Nate. But at number three.
Just breathing down your neck.
Yeah. Who you got at number three? Or who do you said you're number four, right?
I got Piers at number four. Who's your number three? We're snaking it.
My number three, I'm gonna say Bill Russell.
You
I
got
mean he's
Russell at
not even
number three?
yeah, he's not going
Yeah,
close.
Russell, about Russell.
Nate, don't you have family downstairs?
Let's hear more about Russell.
Yeah, you need to shoo away, Nate. I think Bill Russell is my number three. Because I can't I know he's won the most championships, but and he was a great player for his time. I get that. But I don't think he should be in the conversation of like the greatest. Because
I
well,
do.
the greatest player to ever play. Because look at who he was playing against. He wasn't playing against freak athletes like back then. He was a freak athlete for that time, but he's just
Oh,
not
he's a
in.
freak athlete for this time.
You think he could come like put him when he was in his prime, put him in today's game,
He
and
could
you think
lock
it
down
would?
LeBron in a heartbeat. I think he could currently.
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
I don't know. All right, my number three, I have the man himself, John Hondo Havlicek.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big fan of Hadley.
Again,
Havlicek.
probably just the most guaranteed green release 2K has. He's so
Yeah.
good. Just dominates. But on top of that, I mean, he won like 8 championships. He stole the ball famously to win
Yeah,
one of
for
said championships.
yeah.
One of those like I like him so much just because like that steal was one of those like all-time sports moments that we don't have anymore where like it's the black and white grainy. It's like the and Havlicek coming up with the ball and
You could barely
yeah
see
like and
it.
Havlicek stole the ball. Havlicek stole the ball.
Havlicek.
Yeah, and it's
All right, are
like
we going to
just with that,
listeners?
but and then but it's like that Hank Aaron when he like broke the home run record. Just everybody pours on to the court. Like
Yeah.
there's no security whatsoever like that. You know, pre-9/11
Oh,
basketball
I
where
wish we could do it.
no
Yeah.
security.
Where you can like just go into the like players can go into the stands and just like punch people. Or like
Oh,
fans can just come
yeah,
out.
pre-Malice at the Palace.
Oh yeah. That would be the funnest thing.
Yeah, that was a good time. So
Yeah.
who's your number two?
This was tough because I had to take Bill Russell and put him at number three. I think Paul Pierce has to go at number two.
Yeah, the truth at two.
I have the truth at two. Just because he was dominant. He was unstoppable.
Yeah, he was the
Legit.
best player on a bad team.
No, not a he won a, he won a, on a good team. I mean
Yeah,
he
I mean,
I think he was
he
better
had
than
to
Kevin
employ
Garnett on
two
the team.
Hall of Famers.
I think he was the best player on the team. You don't think so on the big three team?
No, he was certainly the best player on that team. I don't know by how much.
Well, he's still the best player out of three Hall of Fame players. Yeah, that's pretty
And
good.
Rajon Rondo.
And Rajon Rondo
And also
will
Kendrick
probably.
Perkins, who they probably don't win without.
Exactly. But I have Paul Pierce at number two. Who's your number two?
Kendrick Perkins. And I got
No,
Larry
you
Bird at
shut up.
number. I
I
got
was going to
Larry
say
Bird number two.
Larry Bird. All right.
Yeah. I think I got so yeah, we'll just go 1 and 2. I got Larry 2 and Russell 1.
You must have Russell 1. Yeah,
yeah.
And I have
so
Bird
I put
1.
Again for civil rights factor, I put Bill Russell ahead of Larry Bird. But
the civil rights factor.
No, but I mean 11 championships. I think Bill Russell basically started the cell like he's 11 of our 16, 17 championships. Like he like we've won I just blanked out on math. We've won 6 championships without Bill Russell since 1950. Like
and he kind of built like, oh, the Celtics is like,
I mean, we wouldn't be the Celtics without Bill
legendary
Russell.
Teams. Like that's one of those legendary franchises because we had Bill Russell and he won all those championships. But who would you take? You're taking Bill Russell over Larry, and I'm taking Larry over Russell.
I'm trying to think like in a one on one, who would win? Both of them in their
Larry
prime.
Bird was just quicker and just.
You think Larry Bird was quicker than Bill Russell?
Oh yeah, dude.
Let's put it this
way. How are we gonna argue this? Because like it's just two different games. Like Larry Bird had better like he just had better fakes than Bill Russell. I think he would have just destroyed Bill Russell.
You're going. I fully disagree. You're going Larry Bird as an offensive player versus Bill Russell as a defender, arguably top five defender of all time.
Yeah, I am. I think he would score on Bill Russell.
Figure than this. All day. They were the exact like they're both listed 6'9". They're the same height, so it's not like it's a difference. Like Bill Russell's so much taller that he's going to be slower. He is significantly quicker than Larry Bird.
Larry Bird was just a freak, dude.
Larry Bird had back problems.
I'm saying we're talking about in their primes.
He still had back problems. Larry Bird nary failed to have a back problem. He had he had an icy hot on every game. That's a fact. Tommy Heinsohn told me.
Still amazing. I think Larry Bird would just be hitting like behind the back shots, like just like doing.
What is
something
about a behind the back shot?
Yeah.
Think Bill Russell's gonna let a man hit a behind the back shot on him?
I don't know. Larry Bird can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Not against Bill Russell.
We need to go on 2K and play one. Like, is there like a blacktop 1-on-1 thing you can do?
I'll do it in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Like, don't even play. I just want to. Can you sim it?
No, 100%.
Yeah, I want to see who wins this game and what the score is. Played at like 21, and I want to next week we'll see the results. Cause
I'll let you know.
I think Larry Bird would dominate.
I just don't. Larry
it's
Bird.
Two different games.
Yeah, of course, but one of those games entails a tremendous defense, and one of them is a good offensive player.
And I think Larry Bird would just cross them up and get past them.
Do you think Larry Bird is Allen Iverson? The way you're talking right now, Larry Bird is the best. Ball handler of all time.
I don't think Bill Russell ever played against a player of Larry Bird's caliber, dude. That's
sure
what
he
I'm
did.
Saying. Who?
Bob Pettit.
Who?
Bob Pettit was Larry Bird before Larry Bird.
I think Larry Bird was better than Bob Pettit.
Well, I would argue that, yeah.
So I don't think Bill Russell in his prime ever saw a player like Larry Bird.
You never think he saw like one of the most athletic guys of all time?
I mean, he probably did.
You think maybe he saw like a guy that was like 7'1"
not
and
as
like
talented.
Also a pole vaulter? And also like an Olympic pole vaulter.
Not as good as Larry Bird.
You think Will Chamberlain wasn't like the biggest freak of all time, and he like did pretty good locking him down and beat him in a lot of championships?
He did.
Yeah, he did.
But I'm taking Larry Bird in this. I really want to see the simulation, if you can do it.
Oh, I can.
Because I bet Larry Bird's everyone takes Bill Russell. I just didn't. He's a great athlete. I mean, he's one of the greatest players of all time. But like when people rank players like the best players in the NBA of all time, I still think they choose. It's either between like Larry or Magic or Jordan. Well, Jordan gets it, but like after that, it's like Larry, Magic. Bill Russell's in that conversation sometimes, but I hear more Larry than Bill Russell.
I would put Larry higher on an all-time player list than I would in an all-time Celtics list.
Why? Just because of the championship factor? Mm-hmm. I guess it's a fair argument, but you're saying on an all-time player you would put Bird over Russell, which meaning that Bird was a better player.
No,
all right, no. I'm trying to make sense out of that because
No, you can't, but
because Bill Russell he's mentioned like top 10 of all time sometimes, but sometimes he's not even that. Because it was just the game back then was so slow, and everyone knows it.
Dude, there's a highlight. Oh, I saw it. It's the grainiest footage of all time. Bill Russell, he grabs a rebound, takes two dribbles, gets across the entire court, and jumps over a man for a layup.
Yeah, because it was so easy back then.
But he was a freak. Like, if Larry Bird was in that time, he does not look as good as Bill Russell. He is not jumping over a man.
Oh, Larry Bird would be doing, like, somersaults over the guy. I think
in what world to you was Larry Bird like a freak athlete?
Dude, the footage of like the behind the back passes, all this stuff. The
footage of his feet going 2 inches off the ground at every leap.
I just don't think Bill Russell. I think Larry Bird would have just been a better player back in Bill Russell's time than Bill Russell. They would have been going at it for championships, and I think Larry Bird was better. He had a better 3-point shot. He was a better shooter, all around player. I think Larry Bird was better.
Only time will tell. Only the past will tell.
In this simulation. Because I don't think I'm watching highlights of Bill Russell right now. It's just like pathetic of who he's playing against.
Like there guys was no that boxing look like out. There Larry was no Bird.
I just watched him grab a rebound. There's no one boxing him out.
Well, why would you? Would you want to?
I would at least try.
He's like the 8th black man you've ever seen, and you want to box him?
True.
Out?
Yeah. Yeah. People were scared of him. This is bad footage. Those footage, it's so grainy, and it's the plays. No wonder he was dominating. The people he was playing against are like nobodies.
Gail Goodrich a nobody?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
that's fine. And you can't really compare, because I know with this day and age, you have like better medicine, you have better training, you just have overall better athletes because of all the technology. Lack of
tuberculosis on the court.
Yeah, you have just exactly. So it is hard to compare. And I bet if Bill Russell had all that training and technology that we have today, he would probably be as good as like Kevin Durant or someone like that. Like he just, well, who knows? What?
Bold statement.
You don't think if he had the technology we had, if he played in today's game and had the training and technology and all that stuff, like the medicine we had today, you don't think he would be a good player? He'd probably be top 10 in the league.
I'd call him like a DeRozan. He'd be like a Paul George.
Yeah, okay. Paul George and Durant are just, you know, Durant's a rich man's Paul George. They're like almost the same kind of player.
Durant's, you could argue, Paul George is a poor man's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he's a poor man's Kevin Durant, yeah.
All right, I think we're going to end it there. We're going to see what the week comes, how the Celtics play against the Bucks tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's the score right now? Yep.
I don't know, check it.
Oh, I'm checking. We'll see. I'm going to be pretty pissed if they're losing. 37-35 Bucks, second quarter.
So it's looking. Right,
we'll see. We'll recap that game next week.
There's room to go. All right. See you next week.
All right. Peace. If it keeps on raining, that beast going to break. If it keeps on raining, that beast going to break. When the levee breaks.